Beware of my presence in your homes, says the Spirit of the Lord. Be a family, go about, do things like a normal family does. But when I tell you as a mother to go lay hands on your child, go do it. Let them feel the love of God. The oppression of this world is coming in great manner. As fathers, love your daughters, love your sons, hold them, touch them with the love of God. The enemy has assignments to harm, to destroy. But know this, that the power of prayer breaks all assignment, says the Spirit of the Lord. Don't ever get too far away from the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit, says the Spirit of the Lord. If I alert you right in the middle of a business deal, if I alert you right in the middle of something in the natural and you feel my presence, dismiss yourself. Go to the restroom. Go outside. Go someplace. Get in your car. Spend 10 minutes. Break the power of whatever the enemy wants to do. Be aware of all times that you are first spirit. You're a spirit being with the authority. Know of a surety that much of the things that have happened in this nation, the shootings, destruction in schools, horrible things, even to my people at times. If I have developed intercessors, these things can be stopped. And I have never permitted anything of the sort. But in every situation, in these types of things, I could not find the authority and the power of prayer resident to stop what I wanted to stop. So stay in prayer, because you'll not only stop things for your own children and grandchildren, but you'll stop things out of state, places of the world. Never be too tired. If I wake you up and you know you're under a burden of prayer, don't sleep it away. Someone's life may hinge on your prayers. It's one thing to dismiss a burden of prayer to grow. I'll always come back, but some things are momentary and they only can be handled at the moment. I'll give you space to grow, but as intercessors, you're supposed to stop a lot of plans that he has. Lord.